Okie dokie.
I think who's gonna check the thing? All right.
Thank you all for joining us on this evening, Wednesday, January 25th, 2023, for a meeting of the mayor and township, meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act? Thank you very much. I'd invite you all to please join me for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we, roll call, please.
Sure. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchnowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switler?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Lloyd?
Here. Thank you very much. Before we begin this evening, I just want to make a note on the agenda, actually two notes on the agenda. We've added a very late resolution appointing Eric Perkins as the municipal court judge. We did take action to appoint Mr. Perkins, or Judge Perkins, to that role at our reorg, but we need a formal resolution specifically doing just that for the administrative office of the court down in Trenton. So that is an addition here. That is all that does. It's before you. If anyone in the public wishes to see it, it's here on the table if you need it. The other note that I would like to mention is that resolution number 5, which pertains to the CRC Communities Headley Farm Estates development and application fee, I'm going to request that we table it. So I'm going to pull that from the resolution this evening. The applicant had expressed some concerns just before the meeting via email to Ms. Cecil, concerns regarding how the calculation was done for the escrow fees, and we need some time to take a look at it, and felt it was, rather than jump into it, take an intervening period here between now and February the 8th, and we'll bring it back, hopefully, for that meeting. Just for the record for folks, with the affordable housing units, those do not get charged a fee, an application fee, but we do want to make sure that the escrow, the regular units do. We do want to make sure that the escrow fees are charged appropriately. So we'll just make sure that everything's all in order for that. And with that said, I will open the floor to comments from the public. There being very many members of the public, I'll open it to anything anybody wishes to come speak about, on the agenda or not. Going once, twice, come on down.
Great,
if you would, if, yeah, just your name and the township in which you live. We no longer want addresses. The township in which you live.
Craig Naylor, Annandale. I want to thank you. I experienced today on Sand Hill Road with the school bus drop-off. They did very, very good to town salt truck. Coming down Sand Hill, the woman stopped, dropped off my grandson, and slid. So she pulled off to the side. She called for help.
Mm-hmm.
And within 20 minutes of that bus sitting there, I got an alert on my phone. They were running a half hour delayed.
Yep.
But your salt truck came up, did an excellent job, came back down the street, did it again, because that bus would have never made it down the turn and on a bench. So I think however you got your procedures set up, it was very, very effective. It
very
worked.
Good.
Thank I witnessed
you.
It.
I appreciate that. I'll pass it along to Public Works for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they did an yeah. excellent job, and the truck stayed to make sure that bus got down the hill.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very good.
And probably some coordination with the police, if I had to guess.
I didn't see the police, but okay. I did see your salt truck. I saw him slipping and sliding, getting up. It was the right timing. It was wet.
Yeah.
It was solid ice. And it was within an hour later, it was all over. You wouldn't have known it happened, but it prevented an accident.
Very good.
For safety. But thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items which anyone wishes to remove?
I have to abstain from the minutes.
Noted. Carl, you got it?
I think I had a bunch, block 60.03, not .0.
Yeah, I sent that to Patty, because she does the resolution, she wasn't in today.
Oh, okay.
So we'll talk tomorrow.
Is this...
If it's a condo, sometimes it is.
I checked the map.
You did, okay.
So are we suggesting that for that particular resolution, we pull it and then deal with it separately and change it?
No.
Probably the right thing to do, because then it can be approved, and then she can issue a refund with the payments tonight. Does it send a check on?
And if it's wrong, if you're wrong.
I'm sure I'm not wrong.
Okay, all right, so make a note, which resolution is that?
Number one.
Number one, so you're thinking it's a typo? Boy, this consent agenda got really short. All right, with those two things, anything else that anyone in the public may wish to pull? Nobody else from council? If not, may I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, may I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switley?
Yes, except for the minutes.
Yeah, I got that. Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. Okay, we will move on, I'm missing my notes. We will move on to the reports. Councilman Glazer, you go first.
Yeah, the planning board, they had their annual reorganization meeting on January 9th, kind of uneventful. Kevin Smay and John Higgins were re-elected chair and vice chair respectively. Normal rules and regulations, professionals were appointed, routine administrative matters were all addressed. The next meeting will be in a will be their regular meeting on Monday, February 6th. I don't know about application that's turned to the agenda, but there is a working session slated to talk about some planning matters that we've been working on for months, sometimes years, actually, a lot of them. So there'll be a working session in February to talk about some updates to the H9 zone, maybe change the boundaries, the designation of two Highland centers in the township. We can talk about the one in Annandale Center, the one on Route 31, and this allows some relief from the Highland regulations to allow for more development in those corridors where we wanted to plan for the development. So it's kind of consistent master plan, and this has been a long pending project with the Highlands Council to designate these centers to allow for what we want to get done in those zones. And then we've been working on this rezoning of Route 31 for a long time, so that's finally coming to fruition. It's with a lot of different parts. The big parts I described is kind of merging the OB1 and C1 zones into a single, what's called highway commercial zone, allowing for those uses, perhaps a couple of additional conditional uses as part of what we talked about in the working session. We would include the language used in the CROM zone along Route 22 to explicitly ban warehouses, which has been on our docket for a while along that corridor. And then some zoning map cleanup that would occur too. There's some lots here and there that would be rezoned from OB1 to RC and some RC stuff into the new highway commercial. Assuming the schedule holds, which I have every hope that it does, everything should come together to a master plan re-exam and some public hearings on the amendments to various land use, because the land use and stormwater management is on Monday, March 6th. So kind of a lot of planning stuff happening, and then probably council will take some actions after that to maybe change some stuff to it. So our process is back and forth. Sewage Authority had their regular meeting on Thursday, January 5th. All routine matters, probably the item I'd note for council would be that the BOTEC superintendent was there to talk about the coordination between the BOTEC project, the new building, which is adjacent to the pump station upgrade the CTSA is doing. Lots of construction codependencies and scheduling, and the scheduling becomes important because BOTEC wants to break ground, I think he said April or May, because they want to open for the 24 school year.
That quickly, huh?
Well, that's their construction cycle, because otherwise they wait another year because they really don't open the beginning classes. It doesn't open midway through the year, so it kind of sets them back. So they have a lot to bring together on that. And they're working together, it's just a lot. They had a special meeting on Thursday the 19th, a little bit unusual, but they needed to appoint litigation counsel for a matter they've been working on for years and they're counsel to recuse. Their next regular meeting is March February 2nd, but that's actually their annual reorganization meeting. They're on a different cycle than we are. New member of the sworn, of the existing member of the sworn. And their annual rate hearing has been pushed back from the February meeting to the March meeting. And The cannabis subcommittee, we talked about this at a prior meeting, still talking about resident from the adjacent town is interested in a micro license to the township. Talked about a working session, maybe the end of February, if our agenda allows, his timing allows.
Have you heard back from him, though?
I did. I had a back and forth today, as a matter of fact, a little bit, so, yeah. So it kind of moves along. I mean, we didn't really talk about the work session, much of other stuff, but, yeah. That's all I have.
Very good, good stuff.
Nothing major's happening at the high school other than education, and as far as the finance committee, Bill and I are probably, I think we want to schedule something sooner than later, probably before the next council meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get the ball rolling.
Yep, the ball is rolling.
Yeah, I know Bill was working. I didn't talk to him. I saw him 2 weeks ago, I stopped at the office and he said.
I think in speaking with him, he was planning to finish up with department heads this week, maybe next.
Oh, great.
Yeah, then we'll stop at the.
Next.
Next week. That's why I said maybe next.
That's it.
Very good.
Green team met January 10th, and the next meeting's February 14th. I think I might change that. Valentine's Day.
How romantic.
I know, right? Hang out with the green team. I love my green team, but not that much.
Not a red team, it's a green team.
We reviewed basically our actions for this coming year, made our assignments, and Mary also did the submission to New Jersey Transit for the adoption of the Annandale train station, so that's completely underway now. Environmental Commission, January 5th they met, next meeting February 2nd. I hope you guys saw the Round Valley cleanup that we did. Allison, our watershed ambassador, that was January 7th. I think there was like 35 people that showed up. It was really, really nice. We have two cleanups coming up. April 15th is with Raritan Headwaters, and that's a stream cleanup. And the 22nd, Proactivity Base Camp do their Earth Day cleanups, and Green Team is going to be assisting them.
Okay.
I talked to somebody in the county, the Clean Communities people, and they're going to help us with the dumpster because that's like $1,000, so that's great.
Nice.
The Community Day, you know about that. We were thinking of doing the water testing at the same time. That way, if people are walking by, they might think, oh, okay, I'll get some water testing.
Grab the kit.
Exactly. So I think that'd be great. In the Environmental Commission, ever since I've been on it, we really haven't reviewed any site plans, and we sort of regrouped about that. So we're going to make sure that we're more involved in that because that's one of our main chores. So it's Sandra Butcher. She's on the planning board.
Yep, she brought it up at the last
planning board. Oh, okay. And Danielle as well. She's fantastic. I'm so glad she reached out to join the Environmental Commission. She's great. Mario and Doug, they're doing the spearheading the road salt monitoring I've been talking about. They met with Hunterdon Environmental Sustainability and Engineering Academy to discuss the whole process. So, and they met at Warriors High School. And we were going to do a rain garden over at North Hunterdon. That's sort of like a Green Team Environmental Commission combined.
There's something from the Highlands for that.
Well, see, the problem is a lot of the stuff that North Hunterdon did, oh, it's not a problem, it's good that they did this, but, you know, a lot of the gutters are underground now. There isn't, their drainage is actually pretty good, and the whole point of having a rain garden is to.
Check, I'll make a note to send you, I thought I might have done already, but I will.
Have one with maybe a pollinator.
The Highlands did some, they looked at stormwater spots in town at various locations, one of which may have been the high school for potential projects.
Rutgers or something?
Yes, it was an affiliation with Rutgers.
Yeah, Allison went afterwards, and the locations that they.
Aren't valid anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind, then I won't send it. Yep.
And there's a couple locations, but that's where the kids hang out, football games, it just wouldn't work. So we're thinking of the pollinator garden. So we're trying to get a grant from Sustainable New Jersey.
Is that the email I have from Allison?
Yes, probably. My thing is, I need to verify with Dr. Cottrell that we, in fact,
are able to do that
before we go and ask for $2,000, and God forbid we get it, and oh, so I'm trying to tie that up. February 10th is the deadline for our grant submissions.
All right. If you need any help with tying it up,
yeah, I
have some.
Because I don't want to step on anybody's toes. We got the club going on at the high school.
I have connections.
Great, good. Yes, you do, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate that extra help.
Just remind me.
Yeah, and also, we're working on the 2022 annual report to submit to council. I think probably Mario will come and make a presentation on what we've done for 2022, and what we have planned for 2023. Open space, we meet tomorrow, that's our first meeting of 2023. I did hear back, thank you for your help in regards to the invasive removal study at Windy Acres, which ends up being a lot more work, which I'll go down that road. I might need some help with a forester or a professional and a consultant to review. We have to look at things like erosion and other things. So, but it took 7 months to get the DEP to answer me, and it took him 2 days.
No.
Thank you, Brian.
Sometimes it helps to have a title.
It really is. Okay, so Mike sent out a draft budget for open space funds. So we're going to go over that. It looked great to me. We're going to look into doing tee pads at the disc golf course because we really don't have any. That potential Hackett's Preserve Trail extension at High Bridge, I talked to Michelle. We're going to just, we're very interested, but until the Nassau Trail thing with DEP is settled, and it's just, you know, it's just too much. But we're all very excited. High Bridge is excited. I'm excited. But until that. Okay. We did, the scouts cleared, there was an Eagle Scout project over at Hackett's that was completely grown over. So my uncle and I went over there and cleared that out. So now there's that trail back. The deer count, Braes, we had 4 deer. White Cloud 2, Marukian 13.
Oh, wow.
So we knew when we added this property, it just goes to show you how horrible it was over there. Hackett's 3, Prospect East 5, and unfortunately Windy Acres is only 2. A lot of deer over there. And that's it for me.
Very good. Council President Strauss.
Yes, thank you. One thing, Amy, what was the date of that stream cleanup event?
The stream cleanup is, hold on, and I'll give you guys, as it approaches, I'll give you logistics. I think it's April 15th is the stream cleanup.
Tax day.
Tax day. Yeah. That's a Saturday, though.
Well, no.
Yeah, so taxes aren't due till the 17th.
And the one that we're going to do with Basecamp, I'm actually meeting, Mary and I are meeting with those folks February 4th to just go over the logistics where we can put the dumpster and all that. That's Earth Day. That's the 24th.
Oh. If you have any information on those, Amy, like flyers or whatever, just see if you can send them over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm hoping to get some of that stuff finalized so we can put it in the newsletter as well. So we have a deadline February 10th, you said. So if I can just get like a blurb.
Yeah, it's just the 10th of the month before. So And you figure that the newsletter will probably drop, if you get it in February 10th, it'll probably drop February 27th or something.
Right.
Usually where it comes
out. That should be in
the
time.
She emails it out now, too.
That's
true. Yeah, that just came in today.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I do myself this morning.
Comes in, it's a leading indicator.
Yeah. Thank you. So Clinton Township Board of Education, they have a meeting. Their last meeting was this past Monday. They did recognition of the Governor's Educator of the Year Awards at that event. They have a new director of curriculum starting on February 1st, Mr. Blanchard. I don't know if he was from in-district or not. I didn't get that information. Mm-hmm. Next coffee and conversations with the superintendent is Wednesday the 25th, which is tonight, at 6 p.m. and it was this morning at 8 a.m. at Patrick Aaron School. And their next meeting, regular meeting, is in March. Historical preservation, their meeting is next Wednesday, the 1st. And
I have something on that.
Oh, yeah, that email you sent?
No, I have a vacancy on that I didn't realize I had a vacancy on, so.
Historical?
On the Historic Commission. Mm. So if anybody on the Historic Commission, you can relay that. If they know of anyone, we could use, they have a vacancy. If there, anyone listening to this tape would like to join, anybody in the audience would like to join?
All right,
we do have a vacancy. A reporter has, if the reporter listens to this tape, they can put it in the newspaper, that'd be good too.
Okay. Awesome. Public safety, Chief DeRosa was still sending out the traffic data reports. I think that was forwarded to everyone, so always good information. I know they're working on updating the website for the police, and I believe there was a new patrol officer sworn in.
Yes, this past week, I was able to make it.
I couldn't make it either, I had a conflict.
I was not in state.
Last Tuesday.
Good, is he up running? He's working?
I think that his first week of MTO was this week.
Okay, good.
He was doing policies all week.
Awesome.
Good.
That's not fun, but at least.
It's not, but you got it over with.
If you can survive that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fire Department, I did speak with Chief Emery. We're still waiting for some approval for electrical work at Station One. The administrator's looking at some quotes on to get some stuff done that we need to get there.
Was that for the lighting?
Lighting, the ventilation fan, right, Chief, on the inside of the station, and a few other small projects. I did speak to the Public Works Director today, and I want to echo what Mr. Naylor said. I happened to speak with him right when he was out working in that, and they were working hard and making sure that the buses, not only in your location, were able to make their route safely, so.
It was within a half-hour timeframe that the roads turned, just as the school buses were.
Yeah, but thank you for the kind words, because usually it's a criticism or a kind word, so I wanted to thank you for that.
They did what they could do. It was like that quick it happened.
But thank you. The budgets were submitted, and I know the fire company is working on a countywide AFG grant versus a local AFG grant. They're working on the county one, correct, Chief?
That's correct, yes.
We'll get a better process, I think, for next year for local.
EMS, I did speak with Chief Setnicki. He may have emailed his report out. If I did get it, I'll just forward to Carla for distribution for the council, same with OEM. They had a meeting back on Thursday, December 29th of last year, and he was also going to get a report to me, but if I do get that, I will forward to Carla for distribution as well. And that is all I have.
Very good. On the personnel side, we're still in the process for a deputy court administrator, greatly needed, and trying to sort out how to proceed with the violations clerks. We've got some part-time ones in right now, staunching the flow, if you will. And I know we're also got a couple other vacancies that we're looking to fill. The rec committee met on Monday. I left my notes at home, apparently, so I will wing it. But
same thing I just did.
At least mine's fresh, too, which is not so bad. Dates of interest. Easter, April 8th, is going to be the Easter egg hunt and the event over at Bunk Park. The country run will be, as it always is, the last Sunday in April. Prior to Community Day, that'll be April 29th at 9 a.m., followed by Community Day 2 to 7 that day, and then other dates. 29th, April 29th. Easter is April 8th, is the Easter event, 10 a.m. to noon at Bunk Park. The committee continues to work really, really well, I think, in partnership with Courtside Racquet Club. They're developing more and expanded and I think, better organized programs, educational programs for pickleball and tennis that will occur throughout the year. So I would look for that information to come forward. The door locks for the Bunt bathroom facilities are on order. So that will get done so that the bathrooms don't stay closed pretty much all the time, and they will be set to a particular schedule, and we'll need to just make sure that they're getting checked on every once in a while and that we have them well cleaned.
What kind of door locks?
Yeah.
They're
pin numbers?
No, it'll be timed, I think. So that it...
Oh, so it'll be accessed all the time, but on a timer.
Correct.
So you can't sit there at night.
Correct. And then DPW will have a key, and I'm sure somebody in the office, police department, probably have a key.
There's sufficient lighting around there, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the building there is. And I think they're looking at cameras still for security, so that's still in the works, made a little bit more difficult by the lack of internet. There's no hardwire in there. So that's moving. The Bunt Playground, they expect installation for the added equipment by March, end of March, which would be nice. Field of Dreams continues to be a topic of discussion, especially with some ash trees and lack of mulch and some of the particular equipment that's not in the greatest shape. So that evaluation continues and will be ongoing, I'm sure, until we have it all sorted.
It's closed for now, right?
Right.
The road is blocked off.
And I've encouraged them to really start planning the playground for Marukian. I would expect that we won't be able to begin that even though until next year, given where they're at over there, but that'll be coming along. And I'm probably missing something, but that's good. I should say this, and I, for the record, just want to thank Donna Hogrebe, who was the chairman for the last number of years. She was replaced by Rich Reynolds, but she did a very good job. She's been a volunteer in the township for probably 30-some years, helped to build the Field of Dreams, and helped to oversee that, and has been on the rec committee, I think a little bit less, but quite a considerable amount of time. Still on, but Rich has brought a nice jolt of enthusiasm and a new perspective, so that's good as well. Yeah, I think that's all I have. One comical note for the record. I received my annual call from a random resident of Clinton Township, Michigan, looking for assistance. So hopefully that's done for the year. I gave him the number, not my number. So, anyway, moving right along, we have no public hearings. We shall move to new business, and the first item will be the resolution that we pulled from consent. That's resolution number 2, amending resolution number 191-2022, authorizing the purchase of, I'm sorry, is that the right one? No, we pulled number 1. Yep, I circled it. And I still read the wrong one. Item resolution number 1, resolution authorizing the refund of a premium refund for block
60.0026.
And we feel it should be, it doesn't seem like it had too many zeros.
It did. So 60.03, lot 26, and the address is converted to 70 Beaver Avenue.
So no addresses.
What's this with the no addresses?
No, this is a. Yeah, what is it? Do you want to get into the no addresses, Trishka? It's what, Daniel's law?
And whoever else doesn't know.
Yeah, there's Daniel's law where there.
Who's Daniel?
Yeah, it's a serious. The judge's son was killed by a.
The judge showed up in her house and shot her.
Because they knew where the judge lived and they tried to kill the judge, but the son opened the door and the judge was. The son was a couple years ago.
This was a couple years ago. So there's a law in place that basically prevents public disclosure of home addresses for a whole list of people, judges, you know, people who are in a number of different roles like that. Unfortunately for municipalities, it's going to be very challenging to implement. So I think one of the things that we're already trying to do, and that's, for example, when the gentleman came forward, he said, don't give us your address, just tell us if you live in a township or not, is just trying to limit where actual street addresses as associated with names. Mm-hmm. You know, and that can become an issue. And the lot and block number is fine, as long as we don't know what the street address is and who's there. But it's something that is going to be quite a challenge for the clerk's office, unfortunately. It's one of these things that's totally understand why the legislation was put in place. It's just that the implementation is going to be a nightmare.
So, anyway, moving along.
I have a motion that we amend the resolution to say 60.03 lot 26, and a motion we.
As amended.
Amended.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Can you move a second?
Yep.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Okie doke. Now we'll move on to a transfer of funds. This was explained to me that it's just to pay the water bill, the late water bill, and got to move money around, pay the water bill. Yeah, it's a very nominal amount.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution approving for approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant contract with the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs for an ADA accessible playground for the Township of Clinton. This is that aforementioned playground that we've been planning for some time at Marukian. There are annually local recreation improvement funds, grant funds, LI, something like that, LRIG, I think it is, that go out, and the deadline was Friday, and Tom Sylvie, our rec director, worked under a little bit of a short deadline to get that out. So that's what this is for, just to authorize that grant application, which was submitted on Friday. Hopefully, we'll get some money.
If we try, we won't.
Correct. So I'll make the motion on that resolution. May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Pachnowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore.
Yes, and just for those who might have skipped ahead in the recording earlier, we've decided to pull resolution number 5. Resolution number 6, authorizing the purchase of a Pierce custom chassis pumper from Fire and Safety Services through Houston Galveston Area Cooperative, HGAC by contract number FS12-19, not to exceed amount of $791,574.24. This is to replace a piece of apparatus that is in excess of 20 years old. As you know, and we've discussed previously, it's getting harder and harder to come by fire engines in a reasonable amount of time, and the costs continue to increase as inflation hits everything. We've done a number of things along the way to get to here, so this resolution formally authorizes that purchase through what is it's a co-op. We have members of the fire department here to answer any questions, if anybody has any questions.
So this is to replace an existing pumper.
You know, Deputy Chief Long, you want to come forward? And ex-chief Beverly.
Thank you.
So, and just for the record, Council President Strauss, due to his affiliation with the Annandale Hose Company, has recused himself at 7:35-ish.
Good evening. My name is Thomas Long. I'm the Deputy Fire Chief for Annandale Hose Company in the Township of Clinton, the Division of Fire.
Ex-Chief Martin Peverly from Annandale Hose Company.
All right, so my question was a simple, all I need is a yes or no answer. It's to replace an existing pumper?
Correct.
So yes. My bigger question is, what do we do with the old pumper? Or what's our plans for the old pumper?
The township will try to sell it.
Okay, perfect.
And auction it, and we need to make sure we do so promptly.
That's correct.
And will you guys inform us of what you get for it?
Actually, that'll be done by the township. The township owns the vehicle, and, okay, and the administrator would be, every year we do auction off equipment. Typically, it's coordinated between the administrator and public works director. So between the two of them, we should be able for sure to get that information. Now, you expect to take delivery of this truck in about 18 to 24 months?
I'm hearing right now that the timeline has shifted, and you're close to what the latest update has been, 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
You're lucky Tesla's not making it, because it would be 40 months.
The current standard delivery is 48 months.
Right.
But due to the simple nature of the truck, they're quoting us 23 to 25 months.
Good. The simple nature, because I saw the letter they were calling, I think they're called Modest or something. What does that mean? I guess there are a lot of other options and bells and whistles we could have gone for. But
yes, it's a custom fire truck, but it's right. Not that custom.
Got it, right. Right. So there was a selection committee that looked at the options you wanted to decide.
Yes.
Like, this is fitted out for suitable for our purposes of the township, and to replace that 2004 pumper that will go somewhere for lots of money, we hope.
Yes, at least to help offset the cost.
Somewhat.
Yes, I should have said I'm the chair of the truck committee.
Oh, great.
So
thank you.
That's why I'm here.
Thank you for the time you put into this. I'm sure it's a long journey.
We've been working on this for over a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Any other questions?
Nope. This is probably going to be more of a question for Christine. In the documentation, there's a note that we can get a $13,000 discount if we pay for the chassis, like a progress payment, 15 months before delivery. So, yes. I guess we decide that at a time.
That is a nice pickup, because I hadn't picked it up.
It's one of the attachments.
And especially since this is not money that we are borrowing, I don't see a reason why we would not do so.
I will try to pull that page out and send it to you, Brian, so we have it.
Please quick pick up.
Yes.
Yeah, here it is. Second page of the fire safety systems there. So it's almost $14,000, actually. We have to pay it 15 months after execution of the contract and 5 months prior to delivery of the fire engine. So it makes sense. It's a progress item, the chassis, which is a big expense for them. So we pay $300,000 to $400,000. Let's say $14,000.
Brian, that's in the box. I put it in the box.
Yeah, no, I think I had seen some of that before. I just didn't pick that up. Because I think Deputy Chief Long had sent it in, and I think I had seen it.
Yes, that's correct.
But I didn't pick that up.
Well,
that is, I would ask the councilman to put it in an email to me and Administrator Close and address it to the CFO and copy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so we're only paying.
My loan service, that's a business interest more than 1%.
Right. Yeah. I will do that.
Good. Very, very good. And I don't think we're able to earn money, interest on that money that's sitting in the bank, because it's grant funds from the rescue plan. But I could be wrong. Good.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
We're available if any additional questions, but nothing from us. Thank you. Except for thank you for the support.
Yep. Thank you for everything that you do for the township and all the volunteers and their time and time away from family.
I will pass that along to them.
Yep.
So you start up the truck for the next truck in about a year, I guess, because there's another truck coming in a couple of years.
Yes.
We just have to find the funding for it.
That's what I asked, brother. Yeah. We must have been very rich in 2004 to 2007. The township bought two bumpers in short.
Hey, we replaced some seriously old equipment.
Right.
Yeah, that was
that
even older then.
Right. So they were really
regularly.
That way, I'm sure.
Yeah. And unfortunately, now you're kind of locked into that cycle of. The two were so close in age, it would be nice to stagger them, but that runs its own risk.
Exactly.
Lead times may do that for us, though.
They may. They're only going up, and the prices are only going up. So.
Yeah. Right. Really not.
I mean, prices have, since the committee came together, prices have gone up 35%.
Right. And we get it by locking at the end of the month, there's a little bit of a discount. So
that's
close.
We avoid the price increase.
There is a savings if the PO is issued. Beginning of this coming week.
Right.
It's received by Fire and Safety the beginning of the week. Because February 1st is the next change date.
Got it. Okay.
And it takes them probably a day to get it in their system.
Right.
So.
I will send a note. Okay, thank you all very much. Any other discussion comments before we move?
No, Carla, thank you for the information to add. I'm happy to make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right, roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switley.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes. Thank you very much. We next have a resolution appointing Eric Perkins, Esquire, as Clinton Township's Municipal Court Judge for a 3-year term beginning January 1, 2023. Oh, sorry.
I was eavesdropping.
That's good. Thank you. I almost forgot. Council President, let the record reflect Council President Strauss's return at 7:41. And we're now hearing a resolution appointing Eric Perkins, Esquire, as Clinton Township's Municipal Court Judge for a 3-year term beginning January 1st, 2023. And ending December 31st, 2025, I will say that I, in the course of some interviews for hiring personnel, who I'm sure I will encounter him again, I've gotten to spend a decent bit of time with Judge Perkins, and I think he's a fantastic individual. I can see that makes an excellent jurist, and he's just got a very affable and accommodating personality, so I think he's an excellent choice to be our judge, and I know he gets along very well with the staff, and they value him as much as he values them. So I'm happy to make the motion to reappoint Mr. Perkins.
Second.
May I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switley?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Very good. And then might I have a motion to pay the bills? Not everybody jump at once.
I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
And I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kupchinski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switley.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
And Mayor Boyd.
Yes. Okay, that brings us to our second and final public comment portion of the meeting. Are there any additional comments that the public might wish to make? Thank you for telling us how great we are doing. As Council President Strauss said, doesn't happen that often, so. Anybody else? All right. With that, I would ask Councilman Glazer to say something profound.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kupchinski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switley.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
Yes.
So, one thing.
Thank you all.
Phil, one thing I wanted to add, I overheard something about,